All right. It's the boy, DJ ATLS Styles, man. We kicking it. Oh, wait a minute. I got my man in, I think. Okay, how you doing? Join the old one? Hello? So, you know how I do it. I always have to do it this way. There we go. It's your boy, DJ Atlanta Styles. Again, it's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. And the crew kicking it with Six Time. Yes, we blowing it up tonight, making it happen, doing it big time, doing it big. All right. So I got a caller calling 0131 with their hands up. What's up? And how are you doing tonight?
Amen. This is America's most trusted and admired minister. This is Minister Ted Bell. Just like
that. Oh, hi, Ted Bell. How you doing, man?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's just like having Jesus in the room, but a little bit better. I'm Ted Bell.
Yes. You extraordinary, Mr. DJ ATLS Styles. Ooh, I had an interesting day. I did a Southern Slam promotion today for a couple of artists that's performing in Alabama, Lafayette. They're going to be performing in Lafayette, Alabama on April the 27th. For anybody out there that wants to know anything about it, it's got Poker Jones on it, Iceman, Neil Perkins, Janelle Moore, and also two hosts that's very special on that, Stevie D of Force MDs. And a lot of people, like, I always ask, you know, well, Force MDs, they get the Force MDs and Full Force mixed up. And the Force MDs is the one that has tender love. So that's the one we was on the phone with today. I did a nice promo for them. But hey, getting back to here with your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, go ahead and let's get into how is your mental, Mr. Pastor? How's your mental today, man?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. My mental is at a 9 today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And I'm gonna tell you, I'll tell anybody, I'll take that as an answer. If you're breathing right now, you should say it's a 20, 100, 1,000. Because if you didn't have the breath, you can't even go through anything. We can't even talk. You can't even celebrate or talk anywhere without that. So the breath is the most important thing for experience. It's the most important, powerful thing for us to be where we are today. Like I said, I give praise to God all the time, the Almighty or whatever He does to allow me wake up. Because fortunately, there's a lot of people who don't wake up every day. Unfortunately, we have some bad news. Definitely have bad news. I had
praising, man. Amen.
You know, we had some real huge loss today for some people out there, which is I'll get to it. You know, we lost Rico Raid of Dungeon Family of Outkast, who did production work for Outkast, Goody Mo B. 52. He's passed. He's moved on. And The twins that was together, they passed today. They made it up to 30s. People predicted that they weren't even going to live that long. And they lived all the way to until their late 30s. So, God is good.
We lift up R.J. Simpson and his family as O.J.
Yes, definitely Mr. O.J., man. And a lot of people got to remember, and I'll give credit to O.J., because O.J. was really the first. He was really the first creator for endorsements for artists, for athletes. With the Hurts, he's the king of that. He actually gave the opportunities for Michael Jordan. He opens the door for all your great athletes, for Tom Brady, all of them to get their major endorsement. It was Mr. O.J. Simpson. So, guys, y'all, you remember that. Put that in your book, even though the bad thing with Ron Goldman and the family and murders and all that. But my thing is, I tell people all the time, I just hope the family can heal. All of them, because they got babies. And those grandbabies need to be able to keep that function of that family going and keep it going from next generation to next generation. So I hope that they can bury all of the hatchet of stuff that's gone on and just move on. OJ's no longer here no more. He's gone. He's passed on. He's got to go deal with God. He's got to go deal with judgment. So that's where he's at right now, dealing with his judgment. So we're not here to do judgment. We weren't put here to be a judge or be judge or jury. So we're here just to live. So one thing is what we have to do is just hold these guys and just pray that everything right for ourselves, and then we get our chance to go to the Almighty to meet him himself and see what direction we're going to put us. So I always want to put that out there first. Well, I got some more callers that call in. I want to know what y'all meant to us. 4398 and 7543. If you want to, just hit 1 to speak. Again, if you feel free to call us, you can call us at 424-243-9617. We'll definitely get you on. You got any requests or anything, we'll definitely get in there. So I'm going to bring in 7543. All right. What's up, 7543?
I was just wanted to hello.
How you doing? How's your mento?
What?
I have no idea. I'm doing okay. God is good to me. Oh. I'm still in the hospital, but God's good to me.
Oh, okay. Anybody else, like I said, y'all can feel free to get one. I'm going to tell you what, you're breathing, and I'm telling you this, and I know it's hard, and I say it like this. God is with you. He loves you, and he puts you in prayer, because if you hear the breathe, you talking right now to us, it's a blessing. It is a blessing for you to be right now. Definitely a blessing.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have surgery tonight, but they canceled it.
Oh, okay. They canceled your surgery. All right. Well,
they have it, so...
Cool. So I know your mental is not so great, but I'll say this. You're still here, and you're still breathing. You're being able to at least let us know how are you doing. And that's the blessing in itself. I always tell people that's the blessing. Overall, I got more callers to call in, 4398-6851, press 1 to speak, and let me know how your mental is. Definitely like to see it. Where it's going from here, and see what's the best thing, because today was a beautiful day. It was hot, kind of mid here down in Atlanta, Georgia. It was really nice weather. They had a lot of festivals and stuff, a lot of traffic. But there's great things out there going on. Also, if you feel free, 8937, you also press 1 and join the conversation too. I'd love to know what your mental is. So I think, are you trying to say something, 0131, the pastor? Do you want to say any inspiration words to the caller?
Yes, this is Minister Ted, America's most trusted number one in the game here. And just want to let you know that we got the overlords watching over her. I'm an overlord. I'm Overlord Ted, and basically, like I said, when I'm on the line, it's just like having Jesus in the room, but a little bit better. Amen.
That I appreciate that, and I know she's appreciating that definitely. I just say this, like I said. It's a reason to be able to speak. I know these are rough times that are going on right now for everyone around this country. I know there's a lot of folks right now who feel the wall is closing in, the doors are locked out, but don't give in. Don't give in. Because anytime you're breathing, it's always a good opportunity that things are going to get better. Because God has allowed us to do that. He put us in that position. So even though we have bad news, to sometimes turn that bad news into good news. It's always been that way. And we celebrate our life every day we breathe. And that's what we got there. And we give thanks. We should give thanks to where we are today as people.
That's right.
So I know I had a couple callers call in. I know it's 8937-6851. Do y'all want to come in and speak your mentor? If not, I understand. Again, I'm going to give a call out again to 424-243-9617 if you feel free to call in. So while we're getting everybody just comfortable getting everybody into here, I'm going to go ahead and get into some music. Probably just go a commercial break. I love doing commercials. You know, commercials is a very passionate thing. I know a lot of times we get to the point where we're like, oh, man, I get tired of hearing commercials. But commercials are meaningless things, man. They're very meaningless, and I think that they mean a lot to our society as far as people, and it lets us know where we should go as people and put us in the right direction. So I'm going to go ahead and play one right now, and we'll be right back after that. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right. This is DJ ATL. We're back with you guys. We here doing our show, waiting on my man Six Eyes to drop through. He probably just let me chill out right now, see what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah, let me let someone else speak right quick. Just give us a little came in. Go ahead, Mr. Chris.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isaac Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. That's what's up. Legends in the house, man. Definitely extraordinary mentors to Mr. Six Eyes, man. Great legendary people, man. And, rest in peace to both of those guys. They're very great. They left a legacy of ground, and I definitely appreciate them being what they were to the industry, and definitely for the radio industry, and also for music, definitely, too.
Yeah,
all right.
Man of God.
Oh, you're talking about OJ? Oh, that OJ. We just got to. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, he was a man of God. I had to know. I'm Casper Stout.
Whew. You know what? A lot of people got to remember something, and they really forget about his acting career. He had a phenomenon actor career that was very awesome, that was very unique. And that played so interesting. I was just telling someone the other night, and they were talking to me. They didn't even know that O.J. Simpson was in. He played a character in Roots, the TV show. And I thought that was very fascinating on how much he's done and so many things. His credibility. He definitely was one of the most favorite actors when it came to comedian aspects of it. He played some very funny movies with my man. So those were good days before the whole dramatic thing happened in the 90s. But he, like I said, he had a lot. And he's probably, like I tell people, he was really like the one of the major professional athletes that ever got the first endorsements and ran with it. And he showed a whole level. He opened the doors for so many athletes. I mean, every athlete now definitely today should play homage to him for what he opened up. He's the one that got that whole, you know, thing going with the endorsements, man, definitely. But while we're sitting here, I'm just waiting for my man Six Eyes to get in here because I know he's coming. I'm going to go ahead and play a song right quick, and then we'll come back. I'm going to play this artist that I've been dealing with for the last couple of years. I mean, he's a very positive artist, man, and got some good music out here. This is one of his single, what I always thought was really one of his best singles, and a lot of people like this. So you guys, y'all probably heard it several times here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're going to play again, and it's D-Red with Rain On Me. Y'all let me know who on the call is if y'all like it. Just let me know. All right. It's your boy, DJ ATLM South with Six Eyes and the crew. And DJ ATL.
Just fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Hey, I ain't been a lot of places, I ain't seen a lot of things, but this life feel high, and that bitch gotta get paid. But if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay. Mama thuggin' for a baby just to see a better day. You weren't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had. And don't be trippin' if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall.
Still was grateful for them days. Out of pilots, jump ship, went a road, reached the cliff. Never tripped, stayed down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bringing plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey,
I done
made it through it all, took some chances to fall, put my back against the wall.
All right, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just got through hearing D-Rain, D-Red, my man D-Red with his single called Rain On Me. But hey, I'm going to get into something right quick. I watched this and I wanted a response to this because this was sad and this came on CNN. I think it came on CNN a couple of days ago. It was a couple of days ago, and this is something very interesting, and I thought I should play it live on here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's about Trump said the pastors that Christianity is under attack in America, and I really like to see what you guys think about it. But first, I want to play what they did the coverage on this and seeing how the people responded to Trump saying that. So I'm going to play this out loud. I just want you guys just to tell me what your thoughts on this, all right? It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. Again, we are live on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
On Christianity, sir. I don't believe it's a Christian country. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am, and I don't like what's going on with what they're trying to do to us.
What are they trying to do?
Well, they're just trying to tie us up.
Your T-shirt says, Jesus Christ 24.
Yes.
On the ballot?
He's not on the ballot, but Trump's so doggone close.
Do you believe America's a Christian country?
We were founded on Christianity.
I don't believe it's a Christian country. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am, and I don't like what's going on with what they're trying to do to us Christians.
What are they trying to do?
Well, they're just trying to silence us.
Are Christians under attack?
No.
America's founding fathers intentionally separated church and state, but Trump and some of his most vocal supporters have tried to blur those lines.
We're going to have one nation under God, which we must. We have to have one nation under God and one religion under God.
This vision of America is known as Christian nationalism, a belief that America is a Christian nation and that Christianity deserves a privileged place in the American government. What I'll hear events is the founding fathers were Christian. America was built off Christian values.
Why then is
Jesus nor Christianity written in the Constitution. Trump has seized on Christian nationalism and is feeding into it. From speeches, we are a nation that is hostile to liberty, freedom, faith, and even God, to hawking a $60 Bible. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible, a Bible that includes the U.S. Constitution and lyrics of a Lee Greenwood song.
How any Christian can vote for a Democrat, Christian or person of faith, how you can vote for a Democrat is crazy.
Trump is stoking fears that Christianity is under attack and only he can save it.
But no one will be touching the cross of Christ under the Trump administration.
To use Christianity to control that, if you don't see Christianity in Christ the way we see him, then you are not truly Christian. And if you're not truly Christian, then you're not truly American. America is a country that has Christians a part of it. Christian nationalism is not Christian at all. Pastors Jackson, Jacobson, and Shaw are part of a campaign here in Milwaukee that is trying to fight back against Christian nationalism. Why is Christian nationalism, in your view, such a threat?
It's a threat because it's exclusive. Can you really, with a straight face, look at the life, teachings, way, and death of Jesus and line that up with the correlates of Christian nationalism, anti-Muslim, racist, anti-immigrant? I mean, it just doesn't work.
Polling shows Americans differ on the role of Christianity in government. A minority would support the government declaring Christianity the country's national religion.
You can't have a multicultural democracy and have a privileged religion. It doesn't work.
Do you think the laws in this country, government should be based on Christianity, or is it just totally separate?
Definitely. We should put Christ back into the country where he belongs, and the country would grow a lot stronger.
What does that look like, though, putting Christ back into the country?
Put God back into the church. You know, put God back into the White House where he belongs.
44% of Americans say the Bible should have at least some influence on U.S. law. Do you think, is America a Christian country?
I believe that growing up, I guess.
Yeah. Founded as a Christian country.
Yes, it was founded as a Christian country.
But obviously in the Constitution there is that separation of church and state.
Yes, but then there's also always, when I went to public school, we were allowed to pray.
When you say Christianity is under attack in America, you're talking about in the schools, the thing of...
Not so much in the schools, but just... I just can't come up with anything right now, but I think the biggest thing is I just don't trust Joe Biden.
Some of these fears are fueled by misinformation.
And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day?
International Transgender Visibility Day takes place every year on March 31st. This year, Easter Sunday also happened to fall on that day.
I think more that Christians are going to be discriminated against under Biden in their second term.
What do you mean by that?
By making yesterday, which was the worldwide Christian celebration of the resurrection, Transgender Day. That was quite a slap in the face.
I will just say that the days, they've had the Trans Awareness Day on the same date the past 2 years. It just happened that this year it fell on Easter Sunday.
Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that.
So do you understand it better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. God loves transgenders and he wants them to come to them too.
But not everyone is open to accepting facts. Some, including church leaders, are pushing lies about the election.
I'm to the place right now. If you vote Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you pagan butchering. Election thief. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation.
And that is what worries these pastors.
I think we are at risk of terrible violence, increasing violence in this country. And that the rhetoric that we're hearing, a lot of them from loudmouth mega preachers, is leaning us towards the possibility of no-holds-barred warfare. We really do think that democracy is at stake in this election.
All right. It's your boy DJ CLLM Styles back at you. Reason why I played that, and I just wanted to, because I really like to know, I put a question out there about this because I think it's very important to talk about. I think that we need to ask the question, is really United States of America and our country a Christian state? Because my thoughts and process is different on this. I think that it's more we can believe in God because everyone reads the Bible. Everyone comes and God speaks to them every way in different ways. And I don't think that there should never be, and I agree with them, I think there should never be something that's being put in that has a mechanics that makes you say that it's better than anything. And I think, and again, I think that I believe that when they say that Christians are under attack, I like to know exactly what they're thinking and what they're saying. So I got a few callers and called in, man. I know 6851 8937 7543 7423. Definitely, I do hear him. Christian Nikhil is in the house. I just like to know a question on that one. I just like to see where everyone feels about that. And since this is a big one that Trump put out there, is America Christianity in this democracy? Is it under attack at this moment? Hey, Mikhail, how you doing, Mr. Mikhail?
It's Princess Nye. Queen Nye. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, Queen Nye. Hey, Queen Nye. Got to get the names right. Queen and I. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles. You're live on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. All right, Princess.
Okay. Queen.
Queen. All right, Queen.
Thank you, Queen Nye. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
I wouldn't say necessarily that Christianity is under attack. I mean, people have their beliefs, whatever religion or whatever they choose to worship or not. That's one thing. But I truly believe that people are going to vote or support what they feel is best for them. Hopefully they'll pay attention. If you're talking about the abortion rights, depending on your religion, you may look at it one way or the other, or even if it's not about the religion, it's about your belief as a person. And to me, a woman should have, we all have to face our makers ourselves. Let me just say that. For whatever we do, we have to answer for our sins. And choosing whether to have an abortion or not, depending on what your reason is, it is what it is. My personal beliefs, I can't see abortion. I just feel like it shouldn't be a way of birth control. You know what I mean? I can see abortion in the case of rape or if it was going to put the mother's life or the child's life in danger. Or if there was issues there. And whoever has the background noise, if you don't mind, please mute yourself. All right, I am complete.
All right. Yeah, I kind of agree with you, and I think you went to a right avenue on that. Because I'm not a woman, and I believe a woman should have the choice of their body, and I do agree with what Nikhil says. If there's a way where you have to have abortion to save the mother's life and the child's life, so at least one can survive or whatever, I think there's a choice that has to be made. Rape, I think so, it might be the best option from two. I agree that I think, but I still think it should become to a woman's decision, because a man or anyone out here, we do not, we don't know anything what you guys are going through, women. That's why I have huge respect for women, because y'all give life and God gave that purpose to you guys, and He gave that opportunity, and y'all have to, and y'all bodies go through that process to understand what's going on. Males do not. So I definitely think that that's, I do agree with you on that 100% on that. So I know that also 75431 to speak. So 7543, you want to say something on this?
It's just me again. I fell off before. I just wanted to say hi to Ms. Mikhail as well.
Yeah, Miss Queen.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing? God bless you.
Hold on, man. Hold it on. That is truly good to me.
I'm feeling good. Thank you very much for asking. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. They finally got a pain medication for me that works. So
oh,
I'm not sitting
awesome.
Here in tears. So that's a blessing for me for sure.
Okay, awesome.
Yep, I think so. Is this the thing still on the other side with Mr. Wolfgang?
I didn't see Wolfgang. We have a 605.
Oh, this is America's Minister Ted, my line dropped.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
I just wondered, because Mr. Wolfgang, it might have been an ad, but he was, like, talking about donations, love gifts, and things. So I didn't know if that was. It might have been just a recording thing.
Yeah, no, earlier, hey, guys, you know, I do want to bring in this. Definitely, you know, this is a sad day. I know there's a couple passings that happened. Rico Wade, producer of Outkast, Goody Mob, of Dungeon Family, he passed today at 52. We had combined twins together, Attachment, who both and I lived that long, lived all the way to 30. They passed yesterday. And before that, we had a legendary actress and thing pass at 93. And we had the great late O.J. Simpson, which is passed a couple of days ago, and I know a lot of us talked about that and what he actually gave to America and left by leaving this earth. And he definitely was inspirement for, basically was the first one that I always said that opened up the doors for endorsements for sports athletes to get the money they get today. So that's what's up. On the other front, I don't know if I got my person for the entertainment news, but I'm going to get in to see if we can I'm trying to stay with stuff that's kind of positive, because I think positive talk should be more and it should be more celebrated, because we hear so much negativity news and not popular news, not something that gives off good vibes. I'm trying to check on some stuff.
I think we should all have a minute for Uncheckable.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think we should all have a minute for Uncheckable from AJ and the Squad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Is AJ and the Squad in the house?
I don't think they are, but Uncheckable passed away last night.
Huh?
Entertainment News is here.
Oh, who passed away last night?
Uncheckable from AJ and the Squad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know the one
I'm
that
feeling out
of condolence.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. So, just one of those things where you want to bow your head for a minute.
Right, we can. We definitely can take a moment of silence, y'all.
Oh, pardon my eyes, I have crackling.
Are you doing okay? You in the hospital?
Yeah, but we're taking a minute for uncheckable.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am.
You'll feel better soon.
So, I figured Mr. Six will say something, but I don't know if he's coming on or not.
He was going to say something, but he's busy at the moment, so we will address that. But Miss Uncheckable was part of AJ and the squad, a member of Six Eyes Radio Network family. So we was just giving her a moment of silence. Let's try this again without anyone speaking, please. Thank you. All right. Thank you, everyone. Just keep her and her family in prayer, and we'll do our best to, you know, keep everybody's spirits uplifted as they're going through, you know, this loss, family and friends.
Definitely. I send my condolences out to them. I'm so sorry to hear that. And we don't like this, fortune is. That's why I tell people, breathing it in. And one thing is, when Miss Peckable was celebrating her life by doing this, she had a great life. She went through hard times or whatever, but she lived through her life and her time, and she gave us, and she definitely was touched in our spirits, and we would definitely miss her. And we do remember her, and we put her in the throne of the great one, so she's going to get her judgment time with the Lord or whatever she's at. We know she's happy, and we know she's rest in peace. She don't have to go through pain anymore. That's one thing first. Kale. Queen.
Yeah. Queen, yes.
These things come out, and I think a lot of times I speak of these things, and I tell people all the time that, you know, life is never easy. Life is never hard, never going to be easy. And this is one of the moments that I say that is part of that, is the hard part here. It's hard because when we lose people close to us and we go through this, I be telling money, and money doesn't even solve you. So you have to go through these things, and you have to have these things. And you can try to prepare for them, but you never have the right words to prepare for them. You never know when it's coming, and it hits you. And the way this one hit me, it hurts really bad because I do remember her being on the squad, and they used to come on my show. So it hurts really bad that not my show, but the show for Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah,
because I don't want to say it's possessive. It's everyone's show. And I believe all the people out there who call on this show, they give a lot. And I'm going to say this. I'm less fortunate, blessed to have her voice touch this and being able to speak, because it was very important for her voice at that time to whatever, and whoever was listening to those shows or whoever heard those shows heard her voice, and it could have been a great blessing for them to keep moving and fighting in life as far as her breath being spoken out. As I say a lot of times, I might seem wild and crazy, guys, but most of the time I keep it real 100 with you guys. Everybody's voice is valuable on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, this is God Six Eyes here. This is Six Eyes here, and I definitely want to send our condolences to Uncheckable, her family. Definitely was a beautiful spirit. I'm glad I had the pleasure of knowing her. I mean, she was a cool person. I talked to her quite often. We drank coffee together. She would tell me about her dog. She'd tell me about her little dog, you know, trying to be grown before her time, you know, when the big dog would come over there. And she sometimes she would run, sometimes she would be right out there waiting for the big dog. But she just recently became a grandma, so I just want to send out condolences to her daughter, and definitely praying for strength and comfort for her family, her friends. At this difficult time, like I said, Uncheckable was a beautiful person. Jada, definitely a beautiful person. I'm glad I had the pleasure of knowing her. And just keep her family, her friends, and your prayers. and condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Rest in peace. We would always joke about Harold's chicken,
and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and Gilbert's popcorn.
Oh yes, Uncle Gil.
Yeah, so just definitely, like I said, she's a beautiful spirit, and like I said, I'm glad I had the pleasure of knowing her, and she definitely will be missed. So condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. With that, I'm complete.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. ATL.
I'm here just reminiscing the times that she's been on the line and been on the coming on this show. I remember when they first joined this show on our show, so I do remember her, and I'm just very I just know it is what it is, and I just, like I said, we have to celebrate her life. She's just moving over to better pastures. And like I said, the condolences to their family and the kids and grandkids and all. And to the grandkids, your grandma was unique. She was a special one. So she was unique. So I'm going to go ahead and I think from here we're going to get into playing some music. I'm going to play the music right quick. And then we'll come back, man. We'll play some Children's Zoo, someone, and we'll be right back here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah. I'll do anything I gotta do to make it back. Yeah. And if they don't give it up, I'm taking everything they have. Ever since a kid, the teacher said that I was bad. Still they never want to help me, so I get it by myself and see I'd rather be someone. I'd rather be someone. Yeah, I'd rather be someone. I'd rather be someone.
Once told me that I could be somebody, so I guess it's only right I tell my kids the same. Yeah, we've been around the world and we made some decent money. Still apart from the few, nothing else ever really changed. Couple real guys can tell you what I was like. Used to carry weight and now I travel light. Got to meet some legends I inspired as just beasts that keep on moving. Goldie told me in timeless council of states we reside isn't no reflection on our gift. Now you already know the story so far. Still it burns like it's Christmas morning. I get that call, they hit an organ, picture falling down to my knees in a river balling. With JB's last words are still ringing, trying to cover all them things we spoke about. Just so I know you're proud. Looking down with Zen and watching Zelfa and Linda performing for the crowd. Maybe there'll be some sunshine tomorrow beyond the cloud. I'm saying it's persistent, Lord guide me, I'm trying to make a difference. I would be someone.
Me smiling as I write this. I'm only playing, I'm never smiling in the slightest. Is rejection really redirection? Will these exit signs illuminate my imperfection? Now I'm kicking down these gatekeepers' doors right off their hinges. So my youth fall through my fingers. If they're happy, yeah, just let it be. Set them free. I can't compete with all your expectations. I'm out here just trying to be a better me. Morning affirmation now. The early bird get the worm, the second mouse, he got the cheese. A couple lessons to be learned, so stop the stress and let them be. Tell them keep the money.
I'd rather be someone.
No, at least I'm happy out here being funny.
I'm
All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL Anastas, here live on the Six Sides Radio. We're kicking it with Six Sides and the crew. So what's going on my computer? Kicking it with Six Sides and the ATL and the crew. Oh, boy, this thing is really going crazy right now. All right. Okay. Let's get this down. Y'all make sure y'all call 424-243-9617. And if you have anything to say about your mental, definitely have anything to say to Ms. Chuckle, Chuckable, definitely feel free to hit one, press one, and we'll let you speak because I know that a lot of folks probably in here want to say something. So I definitely want to give y'all the platform to do that in a chance. And by the way, while we're sitting here, we just got through playing Children of Suits, group out of UK, very popular group out of UK. And the single was called Be Someone. Basically, it's a very tropical song about people feeling that the whole video concept is that it's telling people that you feel like there's nothing and you feel like you're nothing, but you want to be someone. But the whole comment of that song is that you are already someone, and you don't have to try to be someone when you already are someone. That's the whole concept of that song. All right. It's your boy DJ ATL again here live on the Six Sides Radio Network. Feel free to say anything. 8937-7543. Y'all still want to say anything?
Are you ready for entertainment news?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's go. Let's get it going. Yeah, definitely. Let's go. So you got the floor, my girl.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. And my condolences to the woman who passed and her family. Tonight, I'll just be going through like I did before, if that's okay. And so we all know that OJ passed. You guys were talking about it earlier. One thing I will say about that is that it hasn't made the news in the Bay Area like we thought it would. It hasn't been plastered all over the news. The only thing that's been plastered all over the news has been his trial and everything, which is unfortunate. Okay, in TV, Ryan Reynolds celebrates Rob McElhenney's birthday with hilarious Titanic-inspired prank video. In style, Lana Del Rey dazzles in sparkly blue dress and boots for a Coachella performance with special guest Billie Eilish. In TV, Sofia Vergara reveals she underwent knee surgery and was taken care of by new boyfriend Justin Solomon. In movies, who is George Takei's husband? All About Brad Takei. In parents, Kim Kardashian shares sweet Easter throwbacks with her kids. In health, Kourtney Kardashian says she is sick in bed and asks followers to send natural remedies. In music, Janet Jackson crashes Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show monologue and gives him an impromptu dance lesson. And parents, Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor celebrate Sam Cruz's birthday together amid separation. And parents, Chrissy Teigen shares look at busy weekend with her four kids, including playtime and pretend painting. In movies, who is Jesse Eisenberg's wife? All About Anna Strout. In TV, Oprah Winfrey reveals how she pulled off iconic You Get a Car giveaway and what she really thinks about that meme exclusive. In music, No Doubt is performing at Coachella today. First, see Gwen Stefani and the band in their 90s glory. In TV, Lori Loughlin says she felt her knees when she learned of Bob Saget's death. In style, Gwen Stefani nods at her early No Doubt days with
90s outfits ahead of Coachella performance. In Paris, Brittany Griner and wife Sherelle are expecting their first baby coming soon. In style, Taylor Swift pairs varsity jacket with $3,200 Gucci bag for latest date night look with Travis Kelce. In parents, Brittany Mahomes shares sweet pic of daughter Sterling gazing into lake. In movies, Jennifer Grey celebrates Broadway legend at Joel Grey's 92nd birthday with current and past cabaret cast. In parents, Kim Kardashian celebrates Sun Saint scoring game-winning shot at basketball matchup. In movies, everything to know about Bad Boys 4. In music, Shakira makes surprise Coachella appearance to perform two songs and announce world tour. In movies, Lori Loughlin reminisces about working with lovely Keanu Reeves on 1988 film He's Just a Dream. In music, all the Coachella 2024 surprise guest performances from Billie Eilish to Shakira. In movies, Tom Cruise gave Dakota Fanning her first cell phone and still sends her birthday gift every year. In parents, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield and wife Emily welcome first baby, a girl, so smitten. In movies, Matthew McConaughey was awed by Five Threat Jennifer Lopez on Wedding Planner. That woman's a worker, he says. In movies, Rebel Wilson jokes she's filming Pitch Perfect 4 with co-star Anna Camp, Aka Awesome. In music, Selena Gomez shares sweet PDA-filled photos with boyfriend Benny Blanco, I love you. In country, all about Carrie Underwood's parents, Carol and Stephen Underwood. In movies, Jaden Smith details his biggest and craziest Karate Kid memory involving the splits 15 years later in exclusive. In books, O.J. Simpson's book, If I Did It, hits number one on multiple Amazon bestseller lists after his death. In health, Jelly Roll says he's lost 70-something pounds as he prepares for 5K. I feel really good in exclusive. In style, Golden Bachelor Teresa Miss spotted wearing her wedding ring after announcing divorce from Jerry Turner. In parents, Suki Waterhouse reveals sex with baby with Robert Pattinson during Coachella performance. In movies, the ending to Kirsten Dunst's shocking Civil War explained. In human interest, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez sport casual attire as they spend a date night at Coachella. In sports, Travis and Jason Kelce shoot sandwiches out of a t-shirt cannon. Watch. In music, Mariah Carey kicks off spectacular new Las Vegas residency. I'm feeling good. In books, read an excerpt from J. Dana Trent's powerful new memoir about her time as a preschool dropout with a knife. An exclusive. In country, all about Zach Bryan's sister, Mackenzie Taylor. In movies, Gina Davis would revisit any of her characters, even if Thelma Louise is impossible and exclusive. In crime, undercover female agent recalls infiltrating infamous biker gang where all just property of the Hells Angels. In parents, Elizabeth Chambers says kids have no idea about Army Hammer scandal. They should think their dad's a superhero. In music, Taylor Swift rocks Chiefs Red during dinner date with Travis Kelce at sushi restaurant in L.A. In style, Victoria Beckham says, you're welcome for new shirtless pic of husband David from Morning Workout. In royal, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are joined by friend Serena Williams while filming Netflix series at Polo Match. In movies, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead remake, all the surprise cameos and Easter eggs. In TV, how John Ritter's widow helped reunite him with Suzanne Somers before his death. In parents, Khloe Kardashian says daughter True changed my life forever as she celebrates her sixth birthday. In music, what happened to Judy Sill? A Look at the Late Singer's Life, Career, and Untimely Death. In TV, Bachelor host Jesse Palmer says his heart is with Jerry Turner and Teresa Miss following divorce news. In music, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton were destined to be together, according to an astrologer. In movies, Dwayne Johnson wants to go back to 7-Eleven in Hawaii and pay for all the Snickers he stole. An exclusive. In books, Fox News contributor Dr. Nicole Safir's new book, Love, Mom, celebrates motherhood. In TV, Jenny Garth recalls lessons learned from late 90210 co-star Luke Perry. I think of him often. In parents, Toni Braxton's two kids, All About Denim and Diesel Braxton Lewis. In parents, John Travolta honors late son Jet's birthday. Not a day goes by where you're not with me. In music, late Sublime frontman Bradley Knowles' son Jacob on joining the band, This Is My Family. In parents, Tony Danza's four children, All About Mark Anthony, Catherine, Gina, and Emily. In TV, Vanessa Lachey reflects on becoming NCIS first female lead as the franchise hits 1,000 episodes and exclusive. In style, Travis Kelce is down to experiment with fashion, says designer of his 1989 coded date look. In movies, Nick Offerman teases why Civil War isn't what audiences expect, just wait, and exclusive. And last, parents, Viola Davis reveals her greatest advice to daughter Genesis at 13. No one ever told me that. And that's that. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the entertainment report. Definitely. Before you go, I want to piggyback on something about OJ, which I thought was very, and you said the court part. And I will say this. I think the situation that happened with him, and it changed the courts in a different kind of way after that, because we had the Rodney King, but it changed how things is basically have been now viewed when we talk about murders and things that go on, how it comes across now through TV. And that's another thing that I think that OJ had. He put his imprint on that. And a lot of people might say it was a negative imprint, but it's also a good positive imprint. Where there was a time when they were saying that the police were always corrupting evidence. We found out in Furman's situation, he had corrupted, in court eyes, he had corrupted the stuff that was tampered with that case. But, hey, it's your boy DJ ATLN Styles here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Feel free again, 424-243-9617, if you feel free to talk. Anybody else want to come in on the conversation, just press 1, and we can go from there. So anybody want to comment on the legacy of O.J. Simpson? I'm sorry about that. I actually got dropped somehow. But, hey, anybody want to make any comments on that or what I was just saying? Mm-mm-mm. I guess no one wants to speak on that. All right. Okay, it's all good. So while we sit here, we're going to play some music. Why don't we play, let's pull up a classic, man. I love classics. Yeah, let's play some Al Green, Stay Together. Thank you. All right. It's your boy DJ ATL and Styles back here live. I'm kicking it with Six Eyes and the ATL and the crew. Yes, right here on 424-243-9617. Press 1 to speak. If you have anything, just got through playing that Al Green Stay Together, man. That classic, man. That's just a classic. I always say it's a classic. But I think I need to play another one. I just feel the need to play one more song right now. But I got to see what we can play. All right. Wait a minute. Is that who I think it is? Is that who I think it is? Man, let's play some Wilson Pickett. It's one of my godfather's friends. Midnight Hour. Let's hit it. Let's go. Well, that's a classic.
The strength of your
All right, it's your ATL Atlanta Styles. Got you here the extended version of Keep On by D-Train. I just wanted to play something. So anybody think they want to say or anything to come up on the 6 Oz Radio Network, feel free to speak. I thought somebody was trying to speak. Were you trying to speak, 7-4, Mr. Pastor? Somebody was trying to speak. I just want to know who was trying to speak.
No, I just took my stuff off me because my nurse just left.
Oh, okay. You have it. I don't know. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got here. What can we get into here? I try to play a lot of classical artists. Oh, I got another one that I definitely could. I have to play this guy. I just feel so. He's a classic. I just saw that. Oh my God, this thing is not working. Oh, here we go. Oh God, he's a classic. I just saw his name. I just said, hey. Well, no, I'll well, let me see. All right, let's see. Lisa and the Colt Man. Boy, they got some classic old Champagne down the Summers. Boy, we got some classic people here. Wow. Ooh. Wow. A lot of these folks are tuning. You just don't know most of the time. A lot of people are passed on. And a lot of these artists I call are kind of like memory artists, because when you remember something you was doing at the time when you heard these songs, it's a lot of them in here, man. I'm just like, man, it's like a candy shop here. Candy shop for sure. I'm just going through something. I'm just trying to. Frank Zappa?
No Godfather tonight.
Yeah, he hadn't called in tonight. Godfather, if you've been on, press 1 if you want to speak.
Well,
I don't believe he called in tonight.
I thought no Miss Sheila either or the Lockleys, because I talked to them early. They said they were coming.
Well, if I probably call in the next minute or two, still don't count it
cool.
out.
Cool. Yep, yep.
Hey, I know what we're playing. Let's play some Billy Joel. I haven't played him in classic. Let's play Billy Joel, one of his classics, Rosalina. Yeah, I hope I said that right.
Okey-dokey.
Everywhere, and I got a chance. Puerto Rican band, union wages, wedding clothes. Hardly anyone has seen how good I am. Rosalinda says she knows.
Your boy DJ Atlanta South here live kicking in on the 6 hour show with the ATL and the crew. How you guys doing back? Just got through playing that Billy Joe Isle. But before we go, before I go into another song, I just want to give a little history. My godfather wrote for this band one time, and I just want to go ahead and play this group right now. And the group is called Zombies. She's Not. It's another legendary group. I gotta play this. All right.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had been, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's my best. She's not there.
All right, all right. Boy, DJ ATLM Styles again here. Just got through playing the group Zombie, which she's not there. Play some Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm going to go ahead and drop into that. Let's play some Earth, Wind, and Fire and Shining Star. DJ ATL Atlanta Styles here, kicking it with Six Eyes and ATL and the crew. Y'all know how we doing? Y'all know how we do it. Got a little echo going on, but it's all good. Again, call 424-243-9617. If y'all want to speak, request anything, just go ahead and give that call. Make sure you press 1 if you want to speak so I know you're in the house. Whew. Boy, we're playing some classics here, man. Let's see who else I want to play up in here. Just get you guys in a better mood, man, for tonight, man, before we get up out of here. Ooh, boy, I just saw another classic, man. Let's play some. Oh boy. I got to play this classic here. I know. I tell you what. Let's play. And, you know, I definitely do need to play somebody in tribute to my late Rico Wade, who just passed yesterday, man, which is very huge. And big out to Curtis Mayfield family, because that is the family that were inspired, the whole Outkast, Good Dungeon family, all that came from that crew. So I'm going to play to the late, great Curtis Mayfield, Pusha Man. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely dedicated to the Rico Wade of the Outcast crew and Dungeon Family, man. Definitely big ups to Rico Wade. Definitely our condolences go out to him and his family. So let's see, let's get into some modern stuff, some stuff, man. We, you know, I call it modern because it just brings us into today. Let's see, because we've been really, really, really quiet on a lot. Let me see what we got. Mary, Mary. By the way, anybody got anything to say for us? One. Again, press one if you have anything you want to say, you want to talk. I don't mind hearing what you got to say. We're just going to make it a music show tonight. I mean, 6 hours will be back next week. We'll be back full force, and we'll be trying to get back into some of these main topics, man, that's going on around the world, what's on your mind, and, you know, back to see how everything is going in the world. Let me see. Let's get into some SEO gospel mix. Again, we were live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're doing it big here. Kicking it with Six Eyes ATL and the crew. I'm Mr. DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. Solid partner, man. What's up? What's up, guys? Woo. All right. I tell you what we're going to do. Man. And like I said, this is out to all the folks out there on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I don't know why this song is stopping, but it stops here. So, it stops here. What are we going to do? Go back up. Oh, no. I think we need to play this. I know I need to play this. I feel a lot better about myself if I play this. I know I saw it. By the way, next week we'll be playing some new music, man. Definitely getting into some new music on live. I just saw it. Why? It keeps jumping around on me. But it's all good. We'll just go up here. We'll just get back to old music. Let's do this. Yeah, all right. So, you know, I always tell people this all the time. You know, I try to be real with people. I think this song still needs to be played out because I want people to understand how much God has influenced my life and how God has influenced all of our lives and putting in things. And I feel a lot of times we feel sometimes where we feel like we're not going to make it. We feel like everything is coming to an end. And I want to play this song because I think this is a song that brings light to let you know that you're a child of God and you're great. So I'm going to play Marvin Sapp's Best in Me.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me. Yeah.
Everyone else.
Oh.
Could only see the worst in me.
The
anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he teach?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, oh.
When everyone else
could
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
I'ma hit you up. I had to go and find a running mate who didn't rush. I hope you know it was imperative.
She wanna know where I've been and who I see. She wanna know where I'm going and can I be. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe and in between. know you gon' ride with me like a boat. I know you got a lot of faith in me. I know you put a lot of things on hold. I hope you got a policy. I know you got a lot of that you my motherfucking cinnamon apple. Know that when it come to loving you, I'm a natural. Know how much it hurt me, that's in the past though. When I'm all alone, better not be with that hoe. Oh, I had to deal with your sides and your pieces. I put two and two together in a sequence. I promise that I'm trying not to be on defense, but I'm reminded of it every time
she
you
wanna
leave.
Know where I've been, who I see. She wanna know where I'm going. She say I'm so terrible, but it's me. I love her from head to toe, and in between.
All right, all right. It's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta South kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Yes, I am back. Oh, hey, I think someone wants to speak. 9680. How you doing?
Hey, good evening. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hey, hi. How you doing? This is DJ ATL. I know you heard the news, and we've been. We did a moment of silence, and for Chet Mischeko, we understand, and it's been rough tonight, but hey, we doing it. We doing it big.
Amen. Yes.
I just got through playing The Best of Me, and I played a couple R&B songs and some classics and Billy Joel and some other stuff, but I would love to hear your words to give us a prayer, as I know that that beautiful soul is on its way journey to God. And like I say, everybody's voice on all these networks or anything is very important. I mean, the words that I say is that those voices are going to be missed. Her voice is always going to be documented in my mind. And I know always there's people out here who heard those shows and listened to those voices. It touched them in so many ways, and they got a chance to hear something. And the blessing is to be able to hear. The blessing is to be able to breathe. The blessing of life itself and the experience, because it's a part of our memory of who we are, where we go and where we're going and where we're not going or whatever we want to say. But we know that those things are very important. We got a chance to accept them and learn from them and hear from them. So me as an individual right now, the loss is huge. Definitely for the family of Six Eyes Radio Network. But
yeah, what?
God still has – oh, you got something. I'm going to
go ahead
and speak.
No, go ahead and finish. I ain't jumping you tonight.
I think we are still learning as human beings, and God gave us so many things and tools to portray life and to understand it, and we're still learning. And what I've, as a human being, have learned that, man, oh, man, life is never going to be easy. It's never going to be a point where it's going to be comfortable. I think in our minds we all say comfortable, but comfortable is not really a true thing. We're going to go through strife because we lose people. That's why it's never going to be comfortable. People move on.
Right.
We're not here forever. And
the thing about
we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere that probably is forever, but we're right now, we know we're not forever. I'm going to go ahead and let you stop, Sticks, man. I know you got a lot to say.
Right. The thing about it, man, you know, everybody, you know, just like I say, Uncheckable was a very beautiful person. You know, I know there's Jada. I know there is Starlinda Uncheckable. You know, from first meeting her, she was cool. You know, she was cool. You know, part of the squad, and definitely, you know, condolences to the squad, because I know everybody's hurting. I'm hurting. The network is hurting. You know, she was just a beautiful person. You know, like I said, I talked to her oftentimes. You know, we would have coffee. You know, she told me about the coffee cakes. You know what, Six, you should try the coffee cakes, you know. Try the coffee cakes, you know. And just, she was just full of life, you know. She was a drum major. You know, it's not many women drum majors, but that's one of the things that she did. She was a beautiful mother, you know. She just recently had a grandchild, you know, and her little chihuahua, her little dog, she loved that dog. And like I said, she was just full of life, you know, just full of life. And one thing about it, these voices are preserved, you know, and listening to her story, you know, she lost her brother. Now she's reunited with her brother and both her parents, you know. So her parents got their baby back, you know, and they were up there in heaven, you know, and they welcomed her with open arms. And I definitely know how it feels. You know, everybody's hurting, but one thing about it, in order to have memories, you must make memories. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, she will forever be here. She will always be a part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. And like I said, just we all got to give each other hugs. We all got to start checking on each other more often. And her famous line, check, check. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Did anybody hear me when I was speaking?
Yes.
Can anybody else hear Six?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing, Evangelist Clayton? How you holding up?
I'm holding.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a shock, you know. I think the last show Uncheckable was on was when they had that lady with the T-shirt, the fluffy T-shirt. I believe she was on that show, the fluffy T-shirt episode. She was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, she was cool people, definitely cool people. Like I said, we drank coffee, you know, and, you know, just had good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just gotta, like I said, hold each other a little tighter and check on each other. In her words, check on one another. Be it a call, mm-hmm. be it a text, you know, but do it more often. And with that, I'm complete. I'll let somebody else speak. But she would definitely be missed. And once again, condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network to her family and friends. She'll ever be part of the Six Eyes, forever be part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. With that, I'm complete.
Amen. Yeah, beautifully said.
Go ahead.
No, I just was saying beautifully said.
Yes, definitely. I think, I know I miss hearing her say, Miss Uncheckable, check, check. I always thought that was so cute. And she did have a bubbly personality, and it's sad, and just totally lost for words, because I know Evangelist Clayton was saying that she was with them on the prayer line Thursday, and then Friday she's gone. So we never know when our number is going to be called. It's definitely heart-wrenching. It's been an interesting week, because one of the residents here lost his daughter, and I know her services were Friday. So it's been a tough week this week. She had a battle with cancer. She beat it, came back, and, you know, she had kids. So, you know, we're keeping him in prayer as well. So if there's anything that we can do to express our love for Miss Uncheckable, you know, through air, maybe we can set up a little something on the radio, just everyone, you know, giving her honor. And with that, I'm complete.
That's a great idea.
Definitely, this DJ ATL definitely agreed with that. I agree that we should do something. And like I say again, I just want to touch the spirit of everyone and understand that, like you said, do we be here a minute or not? And when I think about that, it's a very hard thing to bear and to think about, but, you know, that is life. And like I tell people, you know, it's not easy. And we got to learn how to just give ourselves a hug and check up on each other and support each other as much as we can, because no one never knows the time when it's time and when we go home. Because the thing is, when the Father calls us home, that's the time we call. There's no time that we both said what's perfect or whatever. It's just the time, and we have to respect that. I used to sit back and listen to pastors say this, and I know when my father passed on, my grandparents and uncles, because basically I don't have any uncles left anywhere, but mostly all of them, the pastor always says one thing. There was this time. And regardless of what age, what number it was your time to go. And we rejoiced their life for what they lived. And again, their memory is what we hold on, because they still, as we speak right now, I can hear her right now in the air, and she's proud right now of us speaking about her. She's happy. I know that, and I can feel it.
Well, I know I'm definitely going to be putting the show together in her memory, and I already know everyone else will be too. But that's something I'm going to do. Because she definitely loved music. So just going to pull out all the stops. And, you know, anybody that loved, cared about her, call in, share good memories. You know, and who's going to check her? Check, check. Who's going to do it?
Check me a lot. And, you know, she has some critical thoughts about me, but, you know, that's who I am. That's DJ ATL. But, you know, I get more creative by the minute. But, you know, like I said, I've learned, I'm growing, and I'm learning. And I'm holding dear to whatever we have, because I know, like I said, life is so much challenges every day. But the thing is, we stay blessed and stay humble and stay great and just do the right thing, and we'll be okay. And that's what God wants to do. When we're not okay, we'll be okay. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to my man, Mr. Six Eyes, because, and Miss Clayton, and y'all are very important to me, and Miss Queen, very important. All you callers are very important to us. I mean, everybody that calls in,
yeah.
Godfather.
Yeah. Everybody on the line.
Everyone, right. They're so important.
Yeah.
It's memories that's very important. I mean, like I told you, we lost Rico Wade the day we lost O.J. Simpson. We lost so many people. Yes.
Yeah.
I see that 0135. 0135 just called in, and I mean, just it came in, so I'm going to let whoever that is want to speak. 0131.
Yes, this is Minister Ted, America's most trusted and most faithful minister, and I just want to agree that, you know, we got to be thankful for everything, and you know, I had a discussion with Jesus here the other day, and he told me that there's a lot of people out there that are disrespectful and ungrateful and this and that. And, you know, we sat down, had a couple cups of coffee, and, you know, we just chatted for, you know, a good couple hours. And you know, there is a few more people that are going to make their journey up into heaven, you know, of the famous people here. within the next week or so. And we just got to, you know, understand, you know, that we got to understand that, you know, it's all coming to a head, and we got to appreciate, you know, the things that we've got, like O.J. Simpson. He was a man of God. We got a, you know, we got a lot to focus on this year, because we got Donald Trump is going to be heading for prison in the name of Jesus. And, you know, people come up to me and they say, "Mr. Ted, can you bless me?" I said, "I can do better than that. I can do better than that." You know, because I'm an overlord. That means God prays to me. So I can do better. Okay, so, you know, I can put my hands on the shoulders and bless them, and, you know, heal them. And people are so grateful to me. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I do have my own church, Ted Bell Ministries. You know, we get together and, you know, we talk about me and, you know, the sacrifices that I've made for, you know, not only them, but everybody here on this line. I'm an overlord. I've made sacrifices for you. And I appreciate that, you know, you guys are so thankful, and, you know, I appreciate all the prayers and whatnot that you come in and worship us, you know. That being said, you know, amen.
All right, there. This is Styles, and it is what it is, and I'm going to say it like on top, you know, whatever's necessary, whatever you want to do, Jesus, God, or whatever, Almighty, whatever you believe in, whoever you think you sit down and speak with, I'm going to say it like this. Life is just the challenge, and how you get delivered and how you get delivered your word and wisdom is to you. And I say that on the strength of real, but right now, I will say this, Overlord. We're celebrating one of our former lives, one of our former members who used to be on here, Ms. Checkable, who had a very powerful voice, who was very standing in front of the Lord, who always encouraged and always said great positive things and always kept things lined up. So I would love for you to just give us some respect on that, just making sure that you just give us encouraging words and just not put us too over, because we need a good logic, a good possibility of a word that will line her up. So we don't want to sound too over, but we want everyone to understand that this lady was celebrated for her good voice and her being on this station. And she was really one of our strong family members.
And the thing with that is when we lose a friend or a family member and stuff, we, you know, we tend to get sad and, you know, cry and stuff. But in reality, you know, it's a good thing for her, because now she's not dealing with the imps, and, you know, she's not dealing with, you know, the muckery is what we call it. We like to call it the muckery. And, you know, technically she's not an overlord, but she's now with, you know, the Lord. So,
that's right.
You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, but it says, you know, Kenny Slagg has made it very clear, and that when you pass, it's not over yet. It's just the beginning, and that's why in our religion, Elkhart, the next step,
We call it Elcott, the next step, because the next step, there is no end. There is no end.
It's
right. Always
amen. It's always a look.
Okay.
We will see these folks again, and we will join them again in life. We will. We will. Hey, Miss Clayton, I know you got some words, and I'd definitely love to hear some words from you. I know we have like spoken. You're one of the most elders and most respectful older and experienced so much in life and gone through so much, and I'd love for you to hear some of your encouragement for Miss Checkable.
Sister, please, you know, give an honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Without everything and without Christ, we can do absolutely nothing. I just thank God for an opportunity, amen, just to tune in, amen, to your discussion tonight, amen, and just your memories, you know, your love, amen, for it's Uncheckable. Truly, we're here today, we're going today. That's why we have to make every minute, every second, and every hour count. You know, life is too precious. Life is soft. Life is gentle. Life is good. But we, you know, we have to make each and every minute count. You know, all the crazy stuff, all the stuff of uncensored, you know, it's truly out of the wonder. So this truly have us to check ourselves before we can wreck ourselves, you know, because we don't know. We don't know the minute, the day, the hour, or the second, you know, because like I said, you know, we had services on Thursday morning, and it just let you know, sometimes God does things so profounded, you know, God give you an opportunity, you know, for that last voice, for that last time, but you don't know. That's why no one knows when the day, the time or the hour. Don't no one knows, you know, when your number is called. We all have a number. We all have a number, no matter whose we are and what we are. We all have a checkout number in this Uncheckable. You know, we know that a marvelous, beautiful young lady and had life, you know, and had it more abundantly, had love, you know, for God's people. You know, if she liked at you, she loved at you, she was concerned, but she always had something to plug in. And one thing for sure, and two things we know, that our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that hung, bled, and died, we know that our love for Christ, amen, was abundantly. We know our love for her daughter was abundantly, her grandbaby, you know, and her little dog. I heard Mr. Six mention the little dog, but I remember that we had so many conversations, so many laughters, you know, and so much joy with each other. But she always, she called me Mama Sheila. She always called me Mama Sheila. And I tell you, I could just hear her voice ringing in my ears, and her voice going to ring throughout, amen, the 6 Eyes Radio Network and the lines as a whole, you know, because she's a voice that you can't erase. You cannot erase, but a voice that rings in all of our ears. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise for the opportunity that He's given us to spend with Miss Uncheckable. Great DJ, great music. I mean, just beautiful as a whole. And always was a feeling. You know, we get filled up at the gas pump, but she was always a feeling at any gas pump that you go to. I don't mean naturally, but I mean spiritually, gas points that you go to. And God is amazing. You know, we're never ready for our loved one to leave us. We're never ready. But we don't know the day, the hour, nor the time. But we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Man, can you all hear me? Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sister, I can hear you.
So to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, you know, and her dynamic life, amen, rings, you know, no matter who we are. And I heard Mr. DJ ATL talked about O.J. Simpson, you know, a great man that he was, you know, and people talk about flaws in life, but you're good outweigh your bad. You're good outweigh your bad. And so, you know, and life is precious. Life is good. Life is beautiful. And we just have to treasure every moment, every second, and every hour of life that we have to spend with each other. And most of all, unforgiveness. You know, we get just all the unforgiveness and all of that, you know, lets you know that time wasted in unforgiveness, time wasted in bitterness and angerness and so forth, time wasted when you can love. Love covers a multitude of all sins and so forth. But when you can spend that time with the one you love, amen, and remember those times, God give us good memories. And that's something you can take away our books. You can take away our music, but you can't take away our memories. And that's for sure. So truly, 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 I'm grateful. I'm grateful for each and every one of you, and I'm grateful that you had an opportunity to truly, truly, truly get to have conversation, laughter, and joy, you know, with a beautiful young lady, amen, still here in the spirit realm, and her life, amen, would always live on here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, you know, with AJ and the Squad and Queen's Court, and always live on in our life. And truly, truly, she's missed in my life. She's truly missed, and I tell God, thank you for the opportunity to give us, you know, naturally to spend time with each other and to just hear and change conversation. God is good, and God is amazing. Amen. To God be the glory. So I just thank God for her beginning, and then her ending has just begun. Amen. So I give God the praise and glory, and let us just continue to stay focused on the will of God, and just to continue to pray much for her daughter, you know, the grandbaby, amen, and those, you know, her family members, those, amen, that played a significant role in her life, you know. Gone but not forgotten. She'll never be forgotten. So I give God the glory. I give God the praise. Amen. For Jada. Amen. To God be the glory. Star. You know. And what a star that she was. That she shines in all of our lives. Amen. To God be the glory. So let us treasure the time that we have with each other. Amen. To God be the glory. You could take a frown and turn it upside down and smile, because God has smiled on us, and God gave us an opportunity, amen, to spend time with Miss Uncheckable. Amen. To God be the glory. So I know that our voice lives on in all of our lives. Amen. It still lives on, and that's something man can't take away from, but we can hold on to memories. And Miss Uncheckable, I know that you're looking down, and I know that you're watching over 6 Hours Radio Network. I know, amen, that your love, amen, splendors throughout all of our lives. But I love you. Amen. I miss you. But I know that we'll see each other again. You know, we'll see each other again spiritually. Amen. And that it will always be something to remind us of you. So rest in peace. May the blessings of the Lord continue to reign and super rule in your family life. Amen. To God. So I'm just grateful. Thank you for the opportunity. Amen. Here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Amen. To just display L-O-V-E, love. And then as Pastor Bonnie said, the capital L, the capital O, and the capital V, and the capital E, love. And that's what it's about, love. Amen. All that other stuff is obsolete. All that other stuff is obsolete. So God bless you all, and thank you for the space and the time. I give God the glory and give God the praise. Let us just continue to pray for one another. Let us draw nigh and not apart. Our 6 Hours Radio Network members and crew, let us draw close. Amen, and not apart. Amen, because life, amen, tomorrow is not promised. And what you can do today, what you can do tomorrow, don't put it off. Amen, do it today while you have an opportunity. Because tomorrow is not promised to none of us. No, not one is it promised to. So let us love each other and let us forgive each other. Let us draw nigh. Amen. To God be the glory while we have an opportunity to get it right. God, just pray my continuous strength in the Lord as I continue to press my way through. Amen. And we are pressing together. Amen. In memory of our very own. Amen. Miss Uncheckable. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Clayton. I really appreciate that. I mean, hey, it's very important that we close it out right, and I think you closed it out the perfect way. I do want everybody to know tomorrow we will have the 6 Hours Gospel Show still from Sunday, Eastern, I think it's Pacific time or Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Y'all make sure y'all join the show and get your gospel on. Because there's always a word that needs to be said, and it's going to come in scriptures, because the scriptures are very important to listen to in these kind of times. These times are very rough and very hard, and I think we have to hear some words sometimes to encourage us to keep moving day by day. Okay. And like Ms. Clayton says, don't put off something that you could do today, because you might not have the opportunity to do it the next day. And those are not just words or saying. Those are true statements that some have not. And Ms. Checkable was here Thursday, and she's not here now. No one prepared for that to happen. So, like I said, we have ones we have now, we don't know. But one thing is, just stay blessed. Put your foot there. Always walk with God in front of you. Put him right there. Make sure, don't go nowhere without having God. Make sure he's there with you. You walk, and every time you're there, because you cannot walk without him. And like I said, again, to the condolences to the family, Ms. Checkle, you know, y'all going to be all right. She's there. She's holding y'all. She's an angel. She's holding y'all. She's going to hold that family up. And she's there right there, as long as she's in the spirit. And we will never forget her here. Live on the 6 Hours Radio Network. All right. I don't know, Mr. Kale, anybody else have anything else to say? Because I'm about ready to get ready to close the show out. So if anyone else have anything that they want to say, feel free to press 1 to speak.
Well, I just want to say, DJ Atale, you've done a wonderful job tonight. I've been listening. I hadn't done much speaking, but I've been listening the entire time. And I also enjoyed our news and entertainment. Bless our sister for that. And, of course, Evangelist Clayton, it's always a blessing to hear your voice as well as everyone's voice here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. And I just want to say that. This is Nicole from California.
All right, thanks, Nicole. I know you haven't been on in a while. We miss you doing the entertainment report, but hey.
Yes.
Know.
No, no. I'm, but the thing is, the beautiful thing is that everybody works together. It's not
mm-hmm.
for one person. It's a collective
mm-hmm.
of all of us doing our part. So, you know, I'm doing my best to keep the online stuff going, you know, but if I can't be here, it doesn't mean that, you know, I miss our sister Pride and Joy. She's our news and entertainment person, but you know, her schedule is what it is. So I'm glad for our
mm-hmm.
sister who's come forward. I'm just saying I enjoyed it. You know, it all works
yeah.
together. So
yeah,
I'm the weather girl, Brother Lewis. I was doing the weather. Oh, international news.
It's all
as
good.
As 6 a.m.,
I
was feeding the world. So you know, but no, but I'm grateful. And I'm always glad when everything works together for the glory of the Lord. So, yeah, no, I just wanted to just say, yeah, amen.
Well,
love y'all.
I will say this, man. The entertainment news is brutal these days, very brutal, because there's a lot of people
I know.
We haven't mentioned. Most of the entertainment news is going on around the Diddy man. So it's just gotten it's just so tainted right now. Half the time I try to turn off the TV and look, because I had some of my old colleagues call me up and say, yo, you have to see this. This is something recently just happened, y'all. P. Diddy did a video. He had his child on the side. He was calling out all his friends and people around him. Since he's going down, he's calling them out. The feds are coming for them. The people who said this to me wanted me to make a statement about this, and I just had to just say that this is day and time that we live in, and you know God has allowed us to have the things we have. He's put us in a position in life, and when we look at money, I tell this all the time. Because money is a very root of evil, because it's really not, it's illusion. I can take a dollar bill of $10,000, $20,000 and put fire to it, and it will disappear to nothing. So
mm-hmm.
by saying that, I want people to understand that. You can take a fire or something and burn it completely to where it's nothing. You burn a human, you leave the bones and everything else. But money, you leave nothing. So I tell people that by saying that, money means nothing. It's not what you think it is. It does not mean nothing. It has no loyalty, has nothing. If there's nothing around, it's nothing. So if you don't have God in you, it's useless for you to have anything. So that's why I wanted—I definitely love to say that to topic that all off. So what, going back to Diddy and his things, I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how many billions of dollars you have. You still got to go through a hard path of life. And at the end of the day, that money can't do nothing for you. You still have to do the same thing that poor man who don't have nothing go through. You're still going to lose people. You're still going to have challenges. You're still going to go through the same thing. You're still going to end. Your life is not guaranteed. It all does come down because the money is with you. It's nothing. So I hope that he got that message that I sent to my friends and to understand that. He's got billions of dollars in his bank, and right now he's going through hell, and that money can't do nothing for him because he doesn't have his right mind to the right part of the thing, of the scenario. And you know what the right part of your mind is supposed to be?
God.
Focus on God.
Because God
Amen.
Is everything. God
mm-hmm.
is everything. Money is nothing. You take money, burn it to nothing because it is nothing. It's completely nothing. So when you start doing things like that, when I told them, guys, when you start saying, you're calling out everyone and you're mad at everyone, you're not suffering with God. Because that lets you know you're not holding with God. Because God takes the worstest people, the holiest people, and they stay quiet and humble.
Mm-hmm.
And they know, hey, things bad going to happen. It ain't going to always be like that. Because God's got a place for me. He's got
mm-hmm.
something coming for me. When I think I got nowhere to go, and I tell everyone,
and everyone that is a testimony to this in this life, God makes a way out of no way. He's done it plenty of times for me. He's done it plenty of times for you. He makes a way out of no way. You're trapped in a box.
Thank you, Lord.
You're trapped. You got no way to see. You don't see no way. But you're here because God made a way out of no way. He might not arrive the time you want him, but he arrived, and he made a way out of no way. So I told them, people, look at that. I'm giving you that. You give that to Puffy because let him know that, because he needs to understand that, because the money can't make no way, because it's nothing. The only thing that can make a way for him is God. And if you're a godly man, if you were with God, you wouldn't have to mention names and call people out. You wouldn't have to do none of that. So it lets me know that you're not with God. You're not understanding what you have in front. You're trying to hold on to something that's nothing, and that's money. And you thought it was going to save you, but it can't without God. I rest on that, y'all. So, like I said, 6 Eyes Gospel Show tomorrow, Sunday clock. We got the most, I think we still got 6 Eyes Motivation Monday with Pastor Ken and Bonet Monday. I think we still got most of the shows on here. I know definitely AJ and the squad, I know. I definitely send my condolences to y'all. I know y'all be there. I will definitely probably try to drop through Friday night and come on the show and definitely pay my condolences to for Ms. Checkable.
Uncheckable.
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
We do have Pastor Bonnet on Monday nights at 9 p.m. and tomorrow at 1 p.m., the gospel show.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I know he has a lot. He's a great pastor, and I know he has some word to say. I know God speaks through him. I've heard him speak. He's great at scriptures. He makes the scriptures understand the scriptures. And I hope I find time to get on that show tomorrow if I can. But I will say this. He's a good pastor. He's good. And God uses his voice and tools to get to you, to talk to you, to tell you what path you need to be on. So definitely try to check him out. Anyone out there that's out here on 6 Eyes Radio Network, y'all definitely check out Pastor Bonet because he's worth listening to. He'll inspire your week. He'll keep something going. Bonnet, yeah, Pastor Bonnet. Sorry about murdering name. Sorry about murdering Mr. Kenneth. I'm sorry about murdering your name. But your messages are strong, man. And I'm not going to lie, man. And there's so many people out here who seek in word who are really at this time, I will say this, is not in churches and they don't have a church home. And they're trying to find something to listen to, something that inspire them throughout the week. They're tired of hearing all this negative stuff. Definitely check him out, y'all. Y'all definitely check him out on Monday night, 9 p.m., and definitely check him out on the scriptures on Sunday, 1 p.m. All right. Mikhail, you want me to close it on out, or you want to close it out? Miss Princess, Queen. I don't know why I keep going Queen. Hey, Queen.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm trying. You know, this is hard for me. It's kind of hard for me because why it's hard? Because now, you know, Mr. Checkable going, and it hurts so bad. Y'all just don't understand. It hurts so bad. It hurts. I'm not going to lie. It hurts. It hurts very much because, like you said, again, she was here and not here now. And it's just, man, there was no plan. And there's no way. Hey, everybody, she was sick. She's going. No one knows. It just happened. And that's how God works. He doesn't let you know nothing. There's no way to prepare for it. There's no way, there's no call, there's no money out there to tell you what time, whatever, how it's going to go down, what's nothing, man. And that's what I wanted to understand is that we must have our path, you know, aligned with God because it's the only way we're going to be here. And like I said, again, she's a part of our memory. We'll always remember her. But, Mikhail, I'm going to go ahead and let you close the show.
All right. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining us. Those who are left, DJ ATL, Evangelist Clayton, Nicole, and I'm not sure who 205 is. Six is sitting over here in the background. We just want to thank you all, you guys, for coming in and being here with us and for us. And we all work together, as Nicole said, so it's definitely greatly appreciated. And I pray that everyone has a blessed evening. And if you can, join us tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless everyone, and thank you.
Bless you, sir.
Right. Good night, everybody. Good night, Full of Leftover. Thank you for calling, Nicole. Thank you, Miss Clayton. Thank you, guys. Thank everybody who called in tonight. Everybody, enjoy y'all weekend, and definitely find time to call. Hear your show tomorrow with Six Eyes with Mr. Pastor Kenneth Bonet, right? Is I saying that, Bonet? Sound like you say Bonet.
No,
Bonet.
You called so funny. Bonet. I just like that Bonet name. It's nothing.
Get
there. I just
Lisa
like saying.
Bonet off your mind. Get Lisa Bonet off your mind.
I know, because that's not his name. All right. All right, then, y'all take care. Good night, everybody.
Good night.